Chibur Beishtei Ayoros. The locker is the Tchum of the city on Shabbos is Alpayim Amos. Now what about if outside the city there's another house within 70 Amos, it makes this boundary of the city extended. And to say that every 70 Amos, if you have another hut, another house, it makes the boundary of the city further, and you first count the Alpayim Amos from after that last hut. What about if that hut is only Dalet al Dalet, that house is only less than Dalet al Dalet? It's not called Ibur Beishtei Ayoros. It doesn't help you to make the boundaries of the city end there. The boundaries only end by the last house, which has to be at least Dalet by Dalet Amis. If it was less than 4 by 4 Amis, it's not called a house. When a father dies and he gets the Yerusha, so the brothers don't make a chalukah. They can't divide up such a small house. Since it's less than Dalet al Dalet, there's no din chalukah. You don't divide it up. Who are din vashutzim? The people own it in a partnership. Now they want to divide them up. There's no din chalukah on such a small house. We'll soon see what that means. So who goes all these shittis? Is lechura lema Rebbe. They should only go according to Rebbe that we had before by a sukkah. Rebbe says a sukkah has to at least be Dalet al Dalet. V'loy rabbanin. But it doesn't go according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, just like a sukkah is kosher, less than Dalet al Dalet, you only need 7 tefachim and 7 tefachim. So who you see it's called a house. So Gemara says no. I'll tell you afilu tamer rabbanon. With this brayser could all go according to the rabbanon shita, even according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That ad kan lo kamri rabbanon hosa amel din yisukah. When did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that a sukkah is kosher, even though it's less than dalet al dalet amis, even though it's only 6 or 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim? That's only by sukkah. Why the diras arahi? The Torah said klo shivas yam teishu basukas. Means leave your house and eat now and live in a sukkah, alright, in a temporary living. Therefore, temporary living is enough to be 7 by 7 tefachim. Abu lagabe bayis. Whenever we're talking about a house, know what a house is meant for? The diros kvahu. Whenever you build a house, it's called a permanent house. You're making it to live there. What's called living? Afilu rabbona moida. The yis fe daladamas or daladamas, dairi bayinshi. If you have the house that's at least 4 hours or 4 hours, people live there. It's something you could use. Since you could use to live there, it's called a house. V'loy. But let's say this house is less, the room is less than Dalet al Dalet, loy dari bayinshi. That's not called a normal manner of living there. And if you live there, we know more, it's not a diras kva, you can eventually break it down, you're not going to keep it there, that's not called a bayis. So therefore, this brisa that says all these halachas don't apply to a room or a house that's less than Dalet al Dalet, even go according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Shita, Beis Sukkah. Only sukkah diras arai is kosher by 7 and 7. Mashenik, whenever you need a bias means a kva living there permanently. It has to be at least 4 by 4 amos. Yeah. Now the Gemara will be mazbud the whole brayse. Omar Malik, we just learned before. Potem min amazuza. If you have a room that's less than dalet amos by dalet amos, you know it's potem min amazuza. Who are dinam min amake? If you have a roof on top of this room, you don't have to put a gate, a fence around the roof. V'yein metame b'negoyim. Who then, if there's a neger inside the house, you don't have tumas negoyim, the kohen can't make a tummy. V'yein a nechle b'bot yore choyma. If the house is in the ear that has a choyma wall around it, the Torah says the ganze pasha can only be paid to buy it back after 1 year. But once you don't buy it back the first year, it stays by the buyer, loylam. But that's only if it was a real house that was at least dalet by dalet. Here that it was less than dalet al dalet, it has a loch like regular karka, like only the ground, that you could buy it back. If somebody goes to war, and by war the kohen tells you, whoever wants to go home because he built a new house and didn't take care of it, he's allowed to go home. But here, if you just have a small house, less than dalet al dalet, you can't go home. Why not? For the Gemara, my timer, what's the svara? The bayis ksiv b'hu, the kulu. And all these halachas, the Torah says you need a bayis. And like the svar we just said, if it's less than dalet al dalet, it's not called a house. So Drashi kula bayis tibu. Mezuzah is pesechot says. So you have to have a bayis. Kisivne bayis chodesh. You have to build a makir on top. It says a bayis. Ovo asher lo yabayis by orcha mechama. If you have a house, you can go home. Kiyimchor bayis moishav. You have to sell an orichoyma a house. Asher bona bayis chodesh. That's orcha mechama. So all these things by Negoyim it says a bias. So kids, all these things that says Allah can need a bias, and therefore that's a smara less than dalet al dalet is not called a bias. Therefore we don't have these halachas. Now by mezuzah we spoke out, we hold halacha by mezuzah, that's that the room has to be dalet al dalet for mezuzah it's enough, even though it's like 6 amos long and 2 amos wide, that's also enough to be mechayev in mezuzah. For mezuzah, you don't need a perfect square of at least 4x4. It's enough if the square inches inside equals up to 4x4, it's enough. Even though by sukkah we paskin, the zayin azayin has to be exactly at least 7x7, but it's a pashta svara. Because 7x7 is so small. That's where you could live there somewhat. If it's not 7x7, it's not called livable. Mashenkin, dal or dal, the emerson, it is livable. Now, even though it's not a perfect square, as long as it's a little bit, as long as you have that much square feet inside, it's called a permanent living. It's called a diras kfar. It doesn't have to be exactly a square 4x4. Even 6x2 is also enough, because that's comfortable to live there. Mashenka is such a small room by a sukkah that's kosher 7x7, there it has to at least be a square of 7x7. Right. Then the Brisa said, V'ein marvin boy, V'ein mishtatzvin boy. If somebody's living in this house that's less than dalal dalid, he doesn't have to make an erev chatzeris, and he doesn't have to make a shtufim voice. Hu adin V'ein manichin boy erev. If the people, other people living in the same courtyard, wants to make an erev chatzeris, so you have to put the bread in somebody's house, they're not allowed to put the bread, the challah, in this house. My time of why? The lechaz l'dira. Because it's not right to live there. You can't live in a room in a house that's less than dalal dalit. Erev chatzeris is diyik, ein manichin boy. Mashmun, you're making a room in chatzeris, that you can't leave the erev in this house. Avol shituf manichin boy. Mashenka, to make a shtufim a voice, that you could leave the chale inside this small house. My timer, what's the reason? Now the locha by erev chatzeris and shtufim a voice goes like this. Usually the way a movi looks is, usually we say like this, that the Gemara usually is like the Movi. Now that's like the side road. Now on the side is Chatzerim, and then inside the Chatzer is houses. So usually what it is like there's one Chatzer here, and you have around 3 houses opening up into the Chatzer. So one Erev is called the Ruba Chatzeris. In other words, you want to be able to carry from these 3 houses here into the Chatzer, and back into one house into another house. So since you're carrying from your house into the chotzer, that's like called a mokum diram, you have to have an eriv to make it like you're living in one house. So there you have to put the eriv in a house, in a house that's livable. So we say if the house is less than dalal dalid, you're not putting the eriv in a place that's mokum to ready to live. So therefore, ruba chatzeris, which means you want these 3 houses, all like living in one house, it has to be a house that's ready to live there. So less than dalal dalid, you can't live there, it's no good. Shtufim a voice is a little bit different. Shtufim a voice means, let's say you have 5 chatzerim all around the Movi. And now you want to be able to carry from your chatzer into the Movi. So there it's not the pshat that you're living in the chatzer. People don't live in the chatzer. It's only a vort that looks like the chatzer belongs to one person and the Movi belongs to everybody. So it looks like you're carrying from a shus yachot to a shus rabim. So therefore you have to make a shtufim a voice. You have to have all the chatzerim put together as if to say all the chatzerim live in one chatzer. Now, in a chotzer, living in a courtyard, that's not a mokum dira. You don't really live there. It's just enough to say we're all in one courtyard. So, Mel, this room now, even though it's smaller than dalal dalid, it's enough to put the eruv there. Because you don't have to live in this room. It's enough just to put it in the chotzer. Abiyas in one place. Like the locher is usually a shtufim voice. You don't have to put in a house. You're allowed to leave it in the chotzer. As long as it's a mokum that's watched in the chotzer, it's kosher. Here also, this house, even though it's less than dalal dalid, but you don't have to have a place that you could live there. It's enough just that it's a place that's watched. And this is a good place that's watched. That's what Gemara says. My time of the chosla dira. Faruvi chatzeris. Chatzeris means all the 3 houses are like now living in one house. So it has to be a place that you can live there. So eruvi chatzeris eminichen boy. Avo shitov. Mashenkin, to make all the chatzerim together, to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavoi, manichin boy, you could leave that erev in this house, in the small house, my timeum, to lay gorim a chotzer shev mavoi. It's not worse than just leaving the shtufim of boy, it's the erev, in a chotzer, in a courtyard. The Tanan, we learned like this, eruv chatzeris bechotzer. We'll soon see what that means. An erev chatzeris, chur means you have to put in the chotzer. Shtufim mavoi bemavoi. The erev you make to carry from the Movi into the courtyards, you put in the Movi. So Avinim Bo, we asked, like we learned over there, Eruv HaChatzeris B'Chatzer, is that true? That when you want to make it Eruv HaChatzeris, you put the matzah, you put it in the Chatzer? So now we learned, no. Like we do the Maisa, we put it in the house. Ha'noisen eruvei v'bay shar. If somebody makes an eruvei chateris, and you put the yerev in a bay shar, that's the outside room where the watchman stays. Ach sadri, that's like an open porch. Or rafesas, that's like a balcony. The locker is eino eruv. That's not called an eruv. Because that's not a mokum diri. You don't live in these places. Since people come in and go out, people just pass by the balcony. They go over the porch. It's not a mokum dirum. So you can't put your eruv chateris there. Darsham, somebody lives in a porch or lives in a balcony, ain't a waiser. That's also not called you living there, it's not called a dira, and therefore you don't ask from the other people in the chotzer. So you see clearly their Erev Chatzeris, where do you have to put it? In a place where people live, in a bias. This is what the din means in the Nervin. That their Eruv Chatzeris, where do you put the Eruv Chatzeris like we do? If you have a house and you want to be able to carry from one apartment to another apartment into the backyard, where do you put your Eruv Chatzeris? The Ba'i Yeshev Chotzer means you have to put it in one of the houses that open up into the Chotzer. Because like we said, the Hezbri is, it looks like all the people living in one house. So it has to be a place that you could live there. Ma'asheke Neshtufa Mevois, where do you put the Erev that you're collecting together in order to carry from all the Chatzeris, all the courtyards, into the middle road, into the middle of the side street? The Chotzer Shevamovi, you're allowed to put it in the Chotzer. You don't have to put it in the house. Doesn't have to be in a place that you live. It's enough of it to watch. Here that you're putting your Erev now in this small house, even though it's not called a house because it's less than dollar a dollar, so what? It's not worse than putting your Shtufim Mavoyish in a Chotzer. It's also not a place that you live. As long as it's a place that's watched, it's okay. So this small house is a place that's watched. Therefore, it's kosher to put the Erev for the Shtufim Mavoyish there. Then the Brisa said, if you have your city, and you have the boundary where the last house is, and now the locher is that you can't walk more than a payimama out of the tchum on Shabbos. What about if it was in 70 yamas from the city? There's another house. That house extends the boundaries of the city, that it first starts from after that house. Let's say that house that's 61 amas away is less than dollar a dalid. It's not in star. It doesn't make the city extended. Why? The afilu kaburgenin loy meshavin lay. We don't make it like a burgenin. A burgenin means like a little tent. That the locher is a shomer sits in a tent. And there the locher is burgenin is meisif on the city. If let's say outside your city, 50 yamas outside the city, there's a tent there that a watchman sleeps there at night. By the daytime, he's outside in the fields. And at night, he has his burgundy, this tent that he lives there. That's called a mokum that somebody's living there. So it's called the city extends up until that tent. And you first count the tchum Shabbos from after that tent. So the question is, a tent l'chur is also not a mokum dira. So how come a tent is okay, and how come this house, it's a house? But since it's less than dollar, you're saying it's no good. Why is it no good? For the Gemara, my timer, why? Burgenin, chazel ha-mosayah. The Teretz says a burgen in a tent. You know what you make a tent for? You don't make a tent to live there day and night. You make a tent just to sleep at night. In other words, you're a watchman, you have to watch the fields by day, and by night you go in the tent to sleep. So meila v'ahai, and it's roi for that. A tent you can sleep there, like Rashi says. Le-mosayu, le-linas layla li-yodem echod. This tent is burgeni, is meant for the watchman to sleep there at night, and it's only one man. So one man could fit in here. It's called the Dovra Miskayim. That's called the good deer alike, and therefore the city is extended up until that tent. Mashenkin, hear that you made a house. A house you made to live day and night. Now, how big did you make your house? Less than dollar a dollar. That's not a mokum that you'll stay too long. Eventually, for sure, you're going to knock it down. It's not something that's going to be Miskayim. Therefore, you can't say the limits of the city is extended by this. Drashi Demara. Fahai le chazlo masayu. This is not Chazal Masayu, such Rashi. Hola Chazal Masayu. To Chol Bayis also Diras Tva Tamid. What do you build a house for? A house is built to live there day and night. Now this house, if it's less than Dalal Dalid, nobody's going to live there day and night. So for sure, like it's not a Davra Miskayim. That's why it's not called a Dira at all. And therefore you can't extend the city to say the limits, the boundaries, first thoughts by this house, nothing doing. A burgundy, even though it's smaller, it's okay, because that's a permanent thing. This house is not a permanent thing. It doesn't extend the city. But then the Brisa said, V'yeno achim v'yashutim cholkim boy. The father dies and two brothers yashin the father. They left over this small house. They can't divide up the house. So the Gemara says, Taima Tzadiyak, why? The less by Dalad Amis, because the house is not 4x4 Amis. Oh boy, if by Dalad Amis, the master of the house would have been exactly 4 Amis by 4 Amis, then Chokin, then you could divide the house in half. And we'll say, this brother gets one half side of it, and the other brother gets the other side of the house. For the Gemara, that's not true. The Yotzanam, we go to the Gemara in Bar Basra. Ein Chokin es ha-chotzer ha-chihebo ar-bamas lezer, for ya-bamas lezer. Whenever you want to divide up even a chutzah, even an open courtyard, you never divide it up unless you give each one of them 4 amas by 4 amas. In other words, less than 4 amas is not right to use. You can't live there, you can't build a house there, so what are you giving them 2 amas? It's not worth anything. So we never divide up a property just by 4x4. Only if you have 8x8, then you can divide it up. You get 4x4 and he gets 4x4. That's a kash here. Mashma, why don't you divide it up? Because it was less than 4x4. Mashma, if the house is exactly 4x4, you do divide it up in here. Aye, the Gemara and Baal Basra says you don't divide it up either. So the Gemara says, Ella, what the Brisa means to say here is like this. Ela'ima ein boy din chaluka kachotzer. It doesn't have the halacha that you get added property in the chotzer in the courtyard. What does that mean to say? Like this. Yama Rafuna, Rafuna said like this. Chotzer, lefi pischeha mischalekis. And the locker is a chotzer is divided up according to how many psachim, how many doors open up into the chotzer. Lamashal, let's say your father owned a whole block full of property. On this block, let's say you owned 5 houses were there. 5 houses. And in the middle of the house was a big, big courtyard in the middle of the 5 houses. So now let's say for some reason one brother yashins 3 houses and the other brother only yashins 2 houses. How do we divide up this courtyard in the middle? So Avunah says we divide it up according to how many psachim, how many doors open up into the courtyard. So the son that got 3 houses, 3 doors opening up, gets 3 parts of the chotzer. So the other son only owns 2 houses, only gets 2 parts. It's like he gets 3/5 and he gets 2/5. That's the way you divide up the courtyard. So nafkamina is, let's say you yash in this house. That's less than dalan adalid. True, you yashed him. Your father wrote in the Yerusha, you get the sound. You get this house, but since this house is less than dalal dalid, you don't have any schus to get any part of the chotzer. This house, since it's less than dalal dalid, is not called a house, so the pesach, the entrance into the chotzer, is not called a pesach. Therefore, you don't get any extra part of the chotzer. That's what the Brisa means to say. For Rav Chizda Waman, no. Noisein lechol pesach a pesach arbamis. V'yashar chok noisein v'shova. Now, Tahani mili bayis, we'll see what that means. Over Tahani mili bayis lemehevei koi, yovinen le, chotzer. When do we give the person that owns the house his share in the chotzer? If he has a good house, that's going to stay. It's at least 4x4 amis, it's a permanent house. We give you part of the chotzer to use. Because you have to carry things out from your house into the chotzer, you need the space in the chotzer to use it. But if you own Yashin, this house that's less than Dalad Dalid, the Lidister Koi, it's aimed to knock down. You can't live in such a small house. It's not aimed to stay. Therefore, we don't give you any part in the chotzer. Now, what Chizda said is like this. He says the same case. Let's say you have 5 houses there. So the one that Yashin 3 houses, not that he gets 3/5 of the whole chotzer. Just as many houses, psachim, you have, in front of your house, you get 4 amas by 4 amas. That's all. So if you have 3 houses, you get an extra 4 amas by 4 amas in front of your door. And the other one gets 2 dalad by dalad in front of their doors. Now the rest of the chutzah we divide equally. As he says, that we divide according to the Pesach, not that you get an equal share in the whole Pesach, in the whole chutzah, but you only get an extra 4 amas in front of your Pesach. That belongs to you because you have to carry things in and out from your house. The rest of the chutzah we divide equally. But the same shot. That's only if you have a house that's at least dalad by dalad. But here that your house is less than dalad by dalad, since it's only to break, not to stay, you don't get any extra advantage for this Pesach. That's what the Brisa meant to say. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, the last Gemara, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, holding bottom Gemara, 2 dots. Hoyso gvoya meyesro mama. Let's say the schach of the sukkah was higher than 20 amas tall, and that's possible according to Chachamim, the Mishnah. Uvola mayita. So you want to do the eighth like the Mishnah says, you mayit. Well, not here, the Mishnah, in Erevin says you mayit. But according to the eighth is, you mayit. Bring it lower. So you want to make that the schach now should not be more than 20 amas above the ground. So what's the eighth? Uvola mayita bekorma chsosus. You want to put on the floor like pillows and blankets. That's what you want to put on the floor of the sukkah. So therefore, you're elevating the floor. So now what comes out, the halal, the hollow, the air between the floor and the sukkah, the schach is less than 20 amos. So the chorot should be kosher. The Gemara says, no, lo yevi miyit. Still it's possible. That's not called a miyit. So Rashi says, why not? Shein soifer lo niach shom kol zayin, b'vnei hesed memoinim. It's not a svara, you can leave it there all 7 days of sukkah because you're losing money. It's good pillows, it's good blankets, you're going to need them. So you're not going to leave it there on the floor. So even though you're putting it there, we say for sure you're going to take it away soon. Therefore, it's not called a good meat. It's still considered you have the halal, the air of the sukkah, is more than 20 amos tall.